I've got an audacity. It is way too low. How about now, he says.
Mine looks appropriate.
How about now? That looks better. Ian, did you have any interest in a Diablo 4 code? A, to start with, does your computer have like 85 gigs of free space to play this beta?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, mine didn't. I had to delete...
Oh, yeah, no, hard drive space, that's any poor person can manage hard drive space. What's a 4 gigabyte hard drive cost me? $100? Not four. 4 terabyte, I'm sorry. 4 gigabyte, that would be weird. No, if you reach a point where the fifth license is just floating and going to be wasted, I mean, maybe ask me, but no, I never play.
Yeah, I didn't figure, but I thought I'd offer.
I never do. I'm scared to try new things.
I gave one to my nephew, gave two to Ray.
Sweet. One for yourself, so you should have one left over. Doesn't Erica want to play?
I already had one, because I pre-bought the game.
Oh, okay. I'll think about it. Throughout the show, I feel like I should try it, so I have something additional to talk to Mike about when I get there.
Like I said, I assume that Kurt also pre-purchased the game, so he doesn't need a code either.
Are you ready for this show? Are you ready with Tom Hanks?
Yes. There's really no news.
Great, and there's no boosted characters, so this will be nice and smooth.
Yep. A svelte show coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the channel will be open.
It looks like it is.
It is. Ah. And Leviticus Chomps. I just opened it when I said that.
It's put on! Oh. Leviticus Chomps. Leviticus Chomps. Is the old man my one and only friend who still watches The Masked Singer with me? Oh, some. Apparently he's phasing out of it too. Oh, we watched it by myself.
Yeah. Sorry,
but I both got in Ted Lasso today and Mandalorian, so
that was... Wow, way to use your time well. Yeah, I did not. I'll need a... Ted Lasso, they're both one of my favorite shows, so I don't want to say that I like it more than Mando, but Kelly likes it more than Mando, and sometimes she needs multiple episodes in a row, so I've got to wait for a few to build up.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait. But yeah, Mando was awesome tonight.
Yeah, it was good.
It was awesome.
This is the way.
This is indeed the way.
But yeah, I enjoyed the first episode of Mr. Lasso. It was a good time.
Is that coming out one at a time as well?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think I, on the previous seasons, I think I like waited to the end and nearly watched all of them.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, you get your opening story here with what's going on with, you know, Ted, what's going on with Nate, you know, whole thing going down. Good stuff.
Good.
Very much enjoyed it. That show is way weird. Better than it really should be.
Cats?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's way better than Cats.
It is definitely way better than Cats. I definitely want to watch it again and again.
Nice.
All right, are we ready to roll?
Let me think. Let me think about this show and what I need.
You got a pop-pop?
Pop-pop.
Yeah.
I got a character. I got a boosted list. I got an acting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anything else?
I got a music clip.
How'd you like the Jenna Ortega on the SNL?
I think I laughed aloud several times.
I just for me, I very much enjoyed the X-Men sketch with her dressed up as Rogue.
Yeah. The school trivia one.
Yeah. They fry the brain of the other teacher.
Yep. So that was solid. I mean, and there were some other funny sketches. So it turns out in small, broken up doses with years in between, Fred Armisen makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Every week, Fred Armisen makes me want to choke myself. So there were times he was on the show, I was like, that dude is hilarious. And then I was like, oh, it's because I haven't had to, you know,
that's right. Yeah.
Listen to him do his shtick for 11 straight seasons.
So we've been watching a decent amount of the Seth Meyers late night show.
Yeah.
And Fred Armisen is regularly the guest drummer for the band.
Yes.
And every time he is, him and Seth have to do this bit. Where it's like Fred just makes up stuff that he's, and it's awful. It's awful every time. So I fast forward through that. So when I saw Fred on the show, I'm like, yeah, I'm just not
because it was just like that stupid bit he had where he'd read the news. It was horrific, and they would do it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh god.
So when he's not doing that, he made me laugh on the show.
Yeah, this week he was good. I found him entertaining.
Was it Monday night that Seth had John Oliver on?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Every second of that bit was hilarious. When he was just calling Seth out at the end of the interview.
Right.
And he's like, oh, I'm Seth Meyers. Why, yes, Shazam 2 does seem like a great movie. Seth's like, shut up. Stop being mean to me. Stop using real current examples. Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tim. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's start.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 375th installment. I think that was a question of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, we got Ray, and I'm here too. How's it going?
Good.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Who put that on there? He will read anything you put in that teleprompter.
Who typed a question mark on our script? You know Craig will read anything he types.
That's right. This is the week of 315 to 322. And by, man, I totally forgot to look up a pie. That's like 2 years in a row we've forgotten to do a pie.
Poor forgotten pie day.
I know.
I had a low rent pie. Did you at least have pie?
No.
I did not. I made cookies.
I made cookies last night and eat those.
Okay. I went to the gas station and got us each a tasty Claire pie. I think that counts.
Does gas station pie count?
Does what?
Does gas station pie count?
Yeah. Tasty cake, tasty Claire pies? Sure. It says pie in the title.
Well, yeah, did you celebrate like, you know, Mario Day, though?
No, I didn't know that was a day.
No, he didn't. We talked about that on the weekend. He failed.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a thing. Right. I think you. That does sound familiar now that you've... Yeah.
M-A-R-10, March 10th.
No, I can't do that. That's weird and stretchy.
That's the same as Pi Day, dude.
It is. But Pi Day's been wearing me down for years now. Okay. Mario Day. Yeah, like... And it depends on the theme. It depends on... Like, I love pie. Mario's fine, but he doesn't need a whole day of celebration. Like, now, on May 4th, am I going to have company? Am I going to pull out my Life Day cookbook? Am I going to make some Star Wars-themed recipes? Yes!
The fact you have a Life Day cookbook makes me sad.
Why?
Yeah, Life Day. Garbage.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the fact that I cooked and used recipes.
No, it's just the whole Life Day thing made me sad.
Well, I mean...
The
original special or the concept of Life Day?
The special was just so bad.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I feel like we've moved on from that now, and we just accept that their version of the winter solstice is called Life Day.
Mm-hmm. No, there are no boneless wings, Brian Dack. You be quiet. I'm jumping onto this lawsuit, and we're going to take down Buffalo Wild Wings.
No, there's finally one in my area, and I can eat buy one, get one boneless wings
every Thursday.
They can
start selling
Thursday.
Saucy nugs just and stop calling them boneless chicken wings.
Yeah, if they call them nugs, I'm open to that. I'll still get buy one, get one nugs on Thursday.
Sure. It's, you know, sauce chicken nuggets, you knock yourself out.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
I'm on board. That name is totally appropriate. Boneless chicken wings is false advertising.
Yeah. Now, again, I don't think false advertising is a crime or real, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, calling them boneless wings doesn't feel right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, in your 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans, I forgot what level characters actually fight in this thing. This week you had Loki Gator.
Oh my.
Versus She-Thor. And man, I had to play this one over and over and over again.
Yeah, tell me about it, because, I mean, if anybody wants to check the infographic, this is going to be another non-participation week for me, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you got a chance.
Isn't the purple his invisibility power? Doesn't he, like, automatically put out charge tiles of purple, and if you match one of them, you go invisible for 4 turns or something like that? That's how I won.
Yeah, if 204 is going to get it done, I'll at least try.
I don't know how... The invisibility power really works. I just know that if you match a charge tile, he goes like 4 turns invisible at like level 5 was what I have it at. So I just did that and just beat on her, you know, while I was invisible. Tried to hold off making another match purple with the charge tiles until, you know, my invisibility was low, and then it just keep that up.
What made me sad is that at one point I was, you know, trying so hard to keep from her from getting red and blue because I didn't want to be stunned and then smited.
Right.
And she beat me down with the yellow power, and I felt really bad about myself.
Just to spite you.
Yeah. She was like, throwing a hammer. I'm like, ah, whatever. And she's like, throwing a hammer. And I'm like, uh-huh. And after like the seventh time she threw that hammer at me, I'm like, all right, hold on. That's starting to really hurt.
Yeah, I'll give it one go because I didn't give Red Guardian a go. But I'm telling you, 204 level 70 Loki isn't going to get it done.
Probably. That sounds rough. It sounds long
like,
and
even
hard.
Even if he is invisible. I know, that's the part that's even less appealing. Like, okay, so purple works, I go invisible. It's been like 10 minutes that I've been playing this map.
And she's going to throw that hammer at you because that'll hit you because that's AoE.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next week, you got X-23 versus Elektra and somebody else. I think nice. That you should be able to power your way through that one fairly easily. I think so.
X-23 is excellent fully covered and leveled.
Yeah, she's pretty strong.
Yeah. Oh, and a weird twist. Craig and I with correct builds and Ray deviating, in my opinion, from the correct choice. I only say this because I believe her red is Savage Healing and nobody likes healing.
Yeah, see, except for me. I enjoy the fact that when I use her, she tanks. So,
oh, smart.
But her purple is good, and you are correct. 535 is the correct build.
Right, but I hear what you're saying. Especially in this heads-up battle, her healing will be essential.
Let's see, in Storyland, we got Fight for Wakanda going on. That'll get you Switch, Agent Venom, and some magic shards. Placement is Super Skrull and some Hela. That's followed up by Operation Spider Silk. Gonna get you Scott, Super Skrull Hela, Placement Namora, and Immortal Hulk. We are now in the Space Ghost season.
Nice.
In your simulator, you're getting some Elektra, some Iron Fist, and M'Baku. Identity Theft is running now, Mystique and Magic. Placement is Mantis, and some shards for the good old Goat Head himself.
Meta Beta?
Yeah. In the news, I don't really have any news. But I heard from a guy named Hacksaw
Hey-o.
That there's a clue, and the clue being half at fault.
Speedball.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we're getting pretty deep into the Marvel catalog at this point in the game. So I don't know if it's, you know, one of these characters that I just am less familiar with. Is there some character that's multiple people, or an evil personality and a good personality?
I don't know. Is there anybody that like causes like earthquakes, like, you know, fault lines?
Yeah, what's his name? Havoc.
Yeah, we already got him.
Yeah, we already had Magic too, and I got two more of those. Even better.
That's true. I suppose it could
but
be a four
Havoc's
star.
A five. Like, I guess you could get
be a four star. Okay, know? That seems unlikely. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't hate Perandiak's guess of multiple man. Maybe he's making a comeback. Maybe all the X-Men are making a comeback.
Child, you don't know how to handle your powers. No.
Mm-mm.
That was a callback to the SNL skit we were just talking about a while ago.
Oh, right.
Where he kept shouting at her.
No, child!
Yeah. I've got no other news, man. Unless you guys got something.
No, I was just going to say, the 1975 is not for me.
Yeah.
I tried to enjoy both of their songs, and
They were better than I expected to me.
Oh, really? I was like, this is, I'm not going to doubt their,
I mean, they're kind of,
you know,
I mean, you're boring,
musicality and ability. They're just really not for me.
Yeah.
I was like, eh. And then I was like, maybe the second song will be, I was like, nope, it's the same as the first song. Yes, I do have something here. I'm trying to get ahead of things.
All right.
I have, I could have just waited till later when we had stuff open, but I have some, we'll call them Vine questions. So I have 1,000 hero points, and let's talk about my Vine and how to address it. Okay. I have 6 days on Yellow Jacket, 7 days on Wong, 10 days on Kang, and a full 13 days on Magic Dark Child.
Wow. Dark Child is
the 5-star Kang?
Oh, yeah. These are all 5-star. Yeah. Oh, okay. 5-star Kang. I already recruited the other Kang. I can just add him. So, yeah. What do you guys think? Was that straightforward enough? Do I need to tell you about my thinking? Do I need to tell you what my plans are? Can we make them better?
I like Samurai's response. Hold on for just a second so we can get the entire subreddit in here to yell at you for opening tokens. Because that's what they do.
what's that? Tokens produce.
Well, you shouldn't open things if you don't have a slot for it.
Well, I can't hoard more than I already hoard. I have to open at least one token a week for the show. I'll try to cut back.
I don't know. I'm really torn because Yellow Jacket is just, I really enjoy Yellow Jacket. Cool. He's so useful, but one cover isn't going to be all that useful.
And I think you're Ian. I think you're required to do magic.
There is that.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Oh.
That's the last one I need to make a decision on.
Oh, sure.
These 3 5-stars are slightly more pressing. I'm definitely going to keep one of them. And then the other 3 people on this list are going to replace 2-star Torch, 2-star Wolverine, and 2-star Moonstone.
Ah, sure.
But if I can rush to not replace those guys and keep that going, I mean, I didn't know if maybe one of these guys you were like, no, that person's a total dud, don't even worry about it, or, you know, because there are other arguments like, Ian, you're never going to cover a 5-star, why do you even try? Which I hear, and I support, but...
Well, I mean, I'm not sure I have still at this point have any comprehension as to how long spells work, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that being said, magic was confusing, like, very confusing.
Oh, exhausting, but it's happening.
But Wong, I don't think anybody likes, unfortunately, such a good character that in-game I don't think he's going to be very useful.
That's because they didn't have a Madison power. We all know this. That would have saved him.
Okay. What, his Madison ability?
Yeah. All right, well, there you go.
Interesting, but not super fruitful. I'll let you know how it goes in.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Michael has cancer.
Oh, Christmas. Let's talk about Morbius, the living vampire. He's a 4-star character. His abilities are black, blue, and purple. Let's see what this is all about. Feeding Frenzy is a 0-cost passive black ability. When you match or destroy an enemy special tile, remove 1 other enemy special tile and deal 93 damage to a random enemy. Let's see, as that powers up, you are removing 3 other random special tiles and dealing 2,030 damage to a random enemy. Hematology. 5 blue AP. Destroy an enemy strike, attack, or protect tile and create a 1-turn repeater tile that restores 41 health. And as that increases, the health increased up to 918 health. In the Shadows, 7 purple AP. Create 3 red or black trap tiles that, when matched or destroyed by the enemy, deal 553 damage and reduce the strength of all enemy strike, attack, and protect tiles by 13. Damage dealt by these trap tiles permanently reduces the enemy's health for the rest of the battle. You can create up to 5 of these trap tiles, dealing 2,717 damage, and reducing the strength of enemy tiles by 60. Morbius, huh?
Yep, that's him.
I was going to say, I will need some time to better understand how this can work in conjunction with things. I don't want to give an immediate knee-jerk Craig-style review. This guy seems awful, or at least very, very, very specialized. So that last ability seems okay. I mean, in the event that your enemy doesn't put out any special tiles, he has 0 abilities. None of these abilities work unless he is converting enemy tiles. Am I misreading this?
I don't know. All I know is when I use him, he constantly flies across my screen and is annoying. He does stuff, but I don't know what it is.
7. Yeah. It's got to be a 5. It's got to be a, well, you know, what, 4, 4, 5. This last ability can work, potentially, even if they don't put anything out for you. But, God, he seems really disadvantaged. I'll give him a try someday.
Well, the internet says 5, 3, 5, so that's how I put him.
Okay.
And
I'll take it too. Yep, that passive. Passives are very popular and powerful.
Right.
Hematology doesn't seem to do much of anything. And the other one's a 5. Yeah, I mean, very, very specific, very narrow focused. Yeah. Really, my only good takeaway from this is the page that I'm reading about him on is streaming a advertisement demo for Gotham Knights, and it looks great.
Mm.
Did you buy that, Craig, and play it, or just buy it?
I have not yet played it, but I did buy it as part of that Save the Ukraine bundle or whatever it was.
I think we were saving Syria and Turkey from earthquakes.
Okay, could have been.
Yeah, but we were probably trying to save Ukraine like a year ago when it started.
All right, but I did buy that bundle. So, but I have.
Yeah, I'm sure I bought both those bundles.
Like I said, right now all my hard drive space is being consumed by Diablo 4. Apparently, so.
Right. No, that's fine. I'm just saying. I'm just letting everybody know that I'm officially an activist. I'm making a difference through video games.
At $20 is, well, you know, I am making a world a better place.
Absolutely. Maybe UNICEF can use that to buy some kid a meal. Or a bundle. Then they'll have something to do.
Ooh.
They'll just keep giving back and giving back. I love this plan. Yeah, no, this game looks dope. Anyway, let's talk about this game. Morbius, the Living Vampire. That's what's always sunny in Xandar.
Alright, then let's go to acting! Like, yeah?
Acting!
Ian, what we all got? Right.
Hold on, let me count this down. Six. That means it's Craig. Craig,
hello.
We are going to talk about someone who is not currently in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This week, we have chosen Tom Hanks.
So,
could you tell me more about where you think Tom Hanks could fit
so for
into
Tom
the
Hanks,
MCU?
To me, I don't know. It seems like he would pull this off for me just from the comedic stylings of Tom Hanks for me. But as mentioned earlier, for a character, he's Jamie Madrox.
Uh-oh. Let me get my Google out.
Multiple Man.
Oh! I didn't know he had a real name.
Yeah. I don't know, just to me, I think he would be fun in that role. You know, slightly younger Tom Hanks than current, but, you know, with the dark hair stuff. I don't know. To me, I liked him as Madrox.
On the upside, there is a different Jamie Madrox that is a rapper and dresses up like a scary clown.
What?
I Googled Jamie Madrox.
Oh.
Someone who looks like he should be in the Insane Clown Posse came up, and he started rapping.
Does he hang out with Blank Dan?
I assume so.
I miss that skit.
I do too. But yeah, that's fine. I don't know enough about Multiple Man other than he makes duplicates of himself.
That's really it. That's what he does.
Okay.
There's always JB Prime. He can reabsorb the ones that he spits out.
Right.
So if they go off and do things and learn things, he can suck them back in, and then he has done and learned all those things.
What? Oh, of the clone.
Yeah.
Yes, so he can absorb the experiences when he reabsorbs his
correct
duplicates.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
So, I mean, you'd think you could get really good at a lot of skills. You make a bunch of clones, but you go learn Spanish, you know, you go do
yeah
something else, you go learn Kung
right
Fu, and then he can reabsorb
correct
it, and then he'd be like, I know Kung Fu, you know.
For the last time, no, you don't.
So, no, I think that's kind of, you know, be interesting power that, you know, it's not, you know, wreck the world kind of power, but it's got that weird super helpful for you kind of.
Yes. Yep. If he was disciplined enough to really focus and I think he could be, yeah, you could be really potent.
Yeah. Go out, learn all these skills, come back, you know, 6 months from now. Thanks.
Yep. I love it. Well, they know they're going to get reabsorbed. So why would they have to come back? Do they act independently?
They do, but if I remember right, he can kind of telepathically communicate and things with them, and I think he can has some sway over them.
Yeah, if he can will them back to himself, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Tom Hanks. Did I say Tom Hanks? I hope I've said
yes
Tom Hanks this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tom Hanks. Where I envisioned Tom Hanks was I had noticed, I occasionally like to see what's coming out new in the Disney world, so MCU, Star Wars, all those things, and at various Comic-Cons and other events, they tell me what they're planning for the next 6 years or so. I tend to skim through that, and am I wrong in believing that Secret Invasion is coming down the pipeline at some point?
I believe you are correct.
That's why I see Tom Hanks as none other than Iron Patriot Norman Osborn.
Hmm.
I think Tom would really enjoy playing a villain turned hero, but still a villain at heart. And I think that he and Norman Osborn at this point in his life have very similar hairlines.
That's good.
While I loved Defoe's portrayal of him, I think Hanks could go in a different, equally appealing direction.
All right, I'm down.
Ray, what are you thinking?
So, that's interesting. As opposed to going to a younger Tom Hanks, like Craig did, I was trying to look for somebody who was age appropriate. And yeah. I also like the idea of Tom Hanks coming into the MCU as a villain. He has to be like an intellectual kind of villain.
Sure.
So my first thought, and this is not my final, but my first thought was he would make a great Stranger. But I then looked at his ginormous forehead and thought, no, I want him to be a leader. I want him to be the leader.
Put a well, fake I'm not sure I can picture Tom Hanks as green, though. I don't know why.
Yeah, you get that.
Yeah, I don't. Why is that a hang-up?
I don't know. Weird. I have no idea. It just kind of creeped me out.
Ah,
I do love the leader, though.
I do love the leader more than I love the Stranger. The Stranger is not to suggest that Tom is goofy looking, but the leader or Stranger is too dignified looking and too. He's got that chiseled jaw and that real strong, facial hair.
I get what you're saying. I was more looking at like the dialogue. I think he could pull off the dialogue fairly well.
Yeah, for sure. But I love him as the leader. Again, don't get me wrong. I love that. Who's the current leader? He's an actor that I really enjoy. He was from. Have either of you seen the movie? Oh, brother. Tim Blake Nelson.
Oh,
that's it. I believe Tim Blake Nelson is the current leader. And I love Tom Hanks significantly more as the leader than Tim Blake Nelson. Far too goofy to be a leader in my... Won't see him as green. I love it. That is... Of all the weird hills to die on, that one is so classically Greg, it makes me happy.
Just, I don't know. Green Tom Hanks just wigs me out.
You give him a fake mustache and some green paint, I think you pull it off. Tim Blake Nelson, I'm having trouble with that. Buster Scruggs, like, really?
Yeah, Buster Scruggs.
That's it, Scruggs.
Yeah. I believe so. I think that's who he was playing in the Hulk movie.
I don't have any idea who Tim Blake Nelson is. I gotta look this up, really.
Yeah. Did you see Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Unfortunately.
He was the other convict.
Hmm.
The one that wasn't the guy from ER and not John Turturro.
Yep, I'm seeing it.
Okay.
Well, I'm with you, fellas. Yep.
He was also Buster Scruggs. I think he was in Holes and some other excellent films. Cool. Well, those are three.
He was in a movie called The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
That's what we're...
Oh, okay. I thought that you...
are you pranking Ray and I when...
No, I...
Is this a real... are you trolling me in a really deep, clever way?
No, is that like a sequel to... I assumed that was the character you were talking about from Oh Brother Art, though. So like a sequel movie?
It just turns out that I'm too lazy to say The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. And just said Buster Scruggs to save time and energy.
I thought you were saying that was the name of his character on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No.
Nope, that is the name of his character from The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
Buster Scruggs? No.
Treat yourself. Yeah. It is five exceptionally entertaining vignettes. If you have time to sit down and watch five 20-minute movies, you will love The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. It was great. And by great, I mean very good. And by see it, I mean, please don't watch it. I'm building up your expectations too much, and now you're never going to watch it.
It's super silly and glorious.
The worst movie ever, Craig. Oh. Craig, whatever you do, don't watch The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
It does have Clancy Brown, though, and I do love me some Clancy Brown.
It does have Clancy Brown. Mm. It's got a lot of good actors. James Franco's in it.
James Franco's character is amazing.
Hilarious.
First time, huh? He's standing on the gallows with other guys, and the guys look nervous, and he looks over at him, and he's like, first time.
First time, huh?
Nice.
Everyone was super in that. It's got Brendan Gleeson. It's got Tom Waits. It has, who's that kid who was Harry's cousin in the Harry Potter movies?
Dudley?
Yeah, it's got Dudley. Huh? He's hanging out with Irish actor who likes to save his daughter from
Liam Neeson?
Sex trafficking. Yes!
He has a particular set of skills.
He does have a particular set of skills. That's good stuff. All right. Well, thanks as always. The Thespify?
Thespify.
It's always a question.
That's right.
The Thespify?
Willie, what you have in said mailbags?
Not a whole lot this week. However, over on the D3 forums, DJ Author says, this is honestly not meant to be a joke. But ever since you mentioned Tom Hanks in the MCU, all I can think of is Turner D. Century.
Okay. Sure.
I'm totally down with that.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I'd have thought of that.
I don't dislike that at all. He It would be a fun Turner D's entry.
That's right. That's a villain for you.
I wanted to change my answer after I read that, but I'm like, no, that's cheating.
Man, I do right. too. I love that.
Over on the Reddit, Did You See Me said, I've reached the point with a lot of the new characters with their walls of text that I just fire their power and see what happens. I typed this comment 6 minutes ago, and Craig is still talking about magic. he also says perhaps Tom Hanks could be the voice of a new Howard the Duck.
Sure.
Hmm.
But that's okay, because this segment hadn't aired yet.
Right.
Let me tell you the importance of Tom Hanks wearing a straw boater with a handlebar mustache riding on a flying bicycle. It's a great idea. Turner D. Century is the answer.
Yeah, I'm really loving that. I mean, that was brilliant. I think he wins.
I don't know why we put him in a movie or what, but I am going to get a Turner D. Century action figure when I get a chance.
Oh, action figures. Did you see my text? Ian.
I saw all your texts. Was it the Tron related text?
Yes.
What do I get? I didn't click on the link.
Here's what happens. When you go down to Disney, you're going to sign up ahead of time to go to the Tron booth. They will scan your face and make you your own custom Ian as a program Tron action figure and send it to you in a nice box that looks like the video game. You have to register ahead of time. You can only take one guest with you into the area where the is said made.
Oh, is it that top secret?
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently they have the same kind of thing over at the Avatar world, but yeah.
I can only take one person with me?
That's what it says.
Thanks, Teeth. Yes. Tron, well, not currently in my area, but Tron will be in my area eventually. Like someone can escort me, or like only two people from one
group. You can only take one guest with you if you were the person getting the work done.
Oh, okay. But someone else could also like I could have this done for me and my son.
Yes, you'd have to sign
and
up separately.
We could each take a guest.
Yeah, I think so. It's like $100 for the action figure.
$89.99. What am I, the Pope?
I'm totally buying one. I've got to get this thing scheduled.
Okay. If I ever make it to Disney, I'll let you know.
All right.
Thank you for letting me know, though. Tron figure would be exciting.
Oh, I was so excited. I'm like, I need this.
I feel like I'd rather have a Tron figure than something with my bug on it. No one wants that.
Yeah, but I have, you know, a Tron and a Sark and a thing. I need one of me.
All right. That's fair. Wait, what's this?
Oh, I didn't get the people from Legacy. I have got the classic Trons.
Okay. All right. I'll check it out.
So, finally, over on Reddit, Stinkpalm says, for McConaughey, I'm going for an elder/parent to James Howlett in flashbacks. You give him some mutton chops, some pronounced canines, and he looks like very stern and stubborn 1800s parent to Logan.
That is a stretch, and I love it. That is a man who put too much thought into that.
Right.
Well done, Stinkpalm.
And as far as...
Don't read those anymore, Ray.
As far...
Like, clearly, Stink Palm said, you threw your phone in it in. Watch me try.
Right. And as for Tom Hanks, he could equally be a really cool flashback character. I don't know that he needs to be fleshed out and in multiple movies, but he has such a presence on screen, I think it would be cool to see him in a three-piece suit in the 1950s flashback for one of the many characters. Maybe he's someone in the government leading up to the creation of the X-Men. I think...
You know who else Tom Hanks could be that looks great in an old-timey suit, a straw boater, and a flying bicycle?
Turner D. Century.
Turner D. Century. Tom Hanks.
Man, I love that so much. You won the internet with that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, or at least a small slice of this show. You won over three hosts.
Does he also need to have a big dog named Hooch?
No.
Okay.
No, but he could... You could team him up with Lockjaw if you
there
need.
There you go.
Turner Dysentery and Lockjaw.
All right. That's all I got. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Are we doing this thing or are we skipping ahead?
I don't know. Let's do it and see how it goes. And I'll cut it short if it was the wrong choice.
All right. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I may also be Franz.
And we just want to perhaps.
We just want to pump
you up.
You up. All right. So, these pumped up characters are extensive, and I'm going to do my best. Now, let me tell you, if you have access to the infographic, and you would like to pause the show now, I would recommend that because I am going to try to work my way through the picture puzzle that UNC Samurai has provided me for the 4- and 5-star list. So I will be light on information, but heavy on guesses, and I'll see how far I can get with the help of my colleagues. But first of all, we'll do the threes because there's a nice easy list here. And that's Daredevil, Hitmonkey, Hood, Magneto, She-Hulk, and Storm. All very adequate. Now, these 4 stars. Do you guys have the same infographic that I do?
I'm looking at it right here.
Yep.
All right. So, I gotta bounce around a little bit because right off the get-go, I'm having some troubles.
Yeah, I've got all kinds of troubles.
I know for a fact that the Gamorrean Guard is Gamora.
Uh-huh.
Jubal has to be Jubilee. Beneath Jubilee, that's clearly a picture of a Legion. If you combine Mega Man and Sonic, you get Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Oh, boy. All right, I will get
beneath,
there.
Beneath him, if I remember correctly, Will.i.am's character in that movie was called Ghost, so that's Ghost.
Wow.
Okay.
Silk stockings had better be silk, right, or else I'd be confused. Now, Spider-Man memeing his way and looking at silk, but getting yelled at by...
Is that Gwen.
Spider-Gwen? Yeah. I'm going to assume it's Spider-Gwen, because there's 2099, Wasp in their hilarious metal costumes, and Surgical Strike would have to be X-Force Wolverine.
Oh, apparently Will.i.am was
this
wrong.
This ride called the Medusa is clearly Medusa.
Right.
Now, is that Carol Channing?
That sounds right. So is that Carol?
Carol. Yeah. Is that 4-star Captain Marvel? Yeah. Now, what is this stripey battleship?
That I don't know.
Craig?
Ooh.
Battleship with stripes?
That's some kind of camouflage going on there.
All right.
Apparently it's Dazzle camouflage.
Oh. Oh, the Dazzler. All right. Solid.
So
he says your Will.i.am is wrong, though.
Yeah, Will.i.am's the one you got wrong.
Oh, his name is not Ghost in that movie?
I don't know.
Because that would make the other character Wolverine. Why do we get 2 pictures for the same character? Or maybe his name was not Ghost in that movie. I don't remember who Will.i.am's character
or
was.
Or is
then.
That Riri? Because it's Will.i.am. And she's Riri Will.i.am.
Oh, as in, yes.
Oh, right,
Will.i.am.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so Riri. Oh, that's a good boost.
Aha,
right there.
I got one.
Nice. Good job, Ray. Let's move on to the 5 stars. That's clearly Black Widow, the first one.
Oh, Natasha, yep.
Yeah. The final one, again, I'm jumping around, I apologize. The final one is clearly Samurai Dakin, because that's Samurai Jack.
I would think that, yeah. Above that has to be Wasp, right? That's a wasp's nest.
It looks like a giant wasp nest.
Could be Yellow Jacket.
Or maybe it's Yellow Jacket.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, no, 5-star Wasp exists.
Yeah, it could be either one, I think.
I think it's probably, I like Wasp, though.
All right.
Because 4-star Wasp is boosted, that makes me believe 5-star Wasp is boosted.
Right. Good point.
Now, in between the black and white picture and the adorable kitten, which is Kitty, I assume.
Right.
Those are the Ronin Warriors. Is there a Ronin character? I thought Ronin was a 4-star character.
No, it's Ronin the Accuser.
Ronin the Accuser. Thank you, guys. I forgot he was in this game. Okay. Where are we? There's a guy taking a nap. Is that could you tell me what type of plane that is? Is that perhaps? We got a couple here. We've got some traditional Polynesian dancers. We've got a black and white film that looks like an old-timey Barnum and Bailey ringmaster. We've got a slam dunk gorilla. Oh, that's 5-star Hitmonkey.
Okay.
Nice. At least I feel like it's got to be. I feel strongly that that could be it. You guys play Magic. Is there a clue in that card?
That's the Colossus of Sardia, so Colossus.
Oh, so Colossus.
Colossus. Okay.
Boom. All right, now we've got...
It's 4 left.
Some sort of... What's that? We've got the Polynesian dancers.
Right.
We've got the guy napping in a chair. We've got the old-timey ringmaster. And we've got that black and white picture of some sort of plane.
Right.
Are those hula dancers?
No.
That doesn't help.
I don't think so.
What about the guy napping in a chair? Does he look familiar to you?
He looks familiar. I should know that face, but I do not.
Okay.
I can't place it.
Yeah.
Well, this game is good. It's tough if you're listening and you don't have these pictures in front of you because it's no fun to play along.
Yeah.
We're still got
I was thinking the same thing, Teeth, but I'm not sure.
What's Teeth guessing?
Is that Alexander Graham Bell?
Does that help me in some way?
No.
Okay.
I don't know how that gets us to someone who's a 5-star, but...
Mm-mm.
Samurai's been typing for a while. I think we'll have our answers in the, here we go. All right. Oh. So the napping guy is Lewis Carroll.
Oh, okay. So it's five-star Captain Marvel. Oh, yeah. We've got some clues at the up there.
Right.
We often repeat. I forgot about that. Okay.
Hela is the Hula Dancers.
Oh, okay. That's stretchy, but it's okay. I get it. And who's the plane and who's the guy in the giant top hat?
I don't know about the plane, but the top hat apparently is the Scarlet Pimpernel.
So that's Scarlet Witch?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He says the gorilla is the Phoenix gorilla, so it's apparently Phoenix.
Oh! I was hoping for five-star Hit Monkey. I was wrong on that one. I'm sorry that I misled you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know who the plane is.
He says that there. It's the first Avenger plane, so that's got to be Cap.
Oh, Cap. Yeah. Oh. Captain America, the first Avenger.
Oh.
All right. Well, there you go.
I like that game, though.
Yeah, I love the picture puzzle game. That was a fun way to shake up the segment.
The card was Colossus. Wow.
The what was?
Teeth asked about the card.
We said Colossus.
Yeah,
we got that.
Yeah, Craig Colossus of Sardia. That existed when I played Magic. In fact, that's a black border Colossus of Sardia, which means it was a beta.
So there we go. Impromptu new segment via UNC Samurai. A bold, successful move. Just like that Carolina trade. and let's talk about this exciting recipe that he has included. I always enjoy his recipes, but they rarely motivate me. I'm telling you, this man is not about to, but I will make a poutine burger sometime in my lifetime. Oh, it's not as clever as I thought. You make poutine and you serve it over a burger. The end. Which I love. I love burgers. I love poutine. I never have eaten poutine and thought, you know what this needs?
A burger?
A lot of ground beef. But I would try it. It sounds wonderful. So a picture puzzle, two picture puzzles, and a recipe for poutine burgers is included in this week's infographic. Thank you. Special thank you to UNC Samurai, who doesn't get enough credit. And thanks as always. Oh, no, listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, hit us with some pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Oh, no. I forgot that was the next segment.
Sorry, you got to keep talking, dude.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I am talking. Is it okay?
Yeah.
I had done something else, and I thought I had thrown myself into disarray because I forgot about pop, pop.
General disarray?
But, nope, everything's good.
I thought I launched.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm good.
Okay.
You can't throw me off now, Craig. We're in the home stretch.
All right.
Okay. Ian's focused. First, he's going to talk a little bit about K-pop because he still doesn't understand it. But I'm going to tell you about ITZY. Now we have moved back to not only the correct number of performers and, in my low-key but benign prejudice, the correct gender of performers, because I prefer female pop groups to male pop groups. That's just how I live. This five-piece band is, I found them superior to Twice and the Tomorrow X Together, because those were both awful, and no one has been nearly as good as Blackpink, but I didn't feel sad when I was listening to ITZY. They're okay. They have a good range. Like, they have some, you know, sugary pop stuff, they have some stuff that's a little more edgy, and then they have some that's kind of like their own sound. So, ITZY. They're out there. They're K-poppy. They're not too shabby. Now, something I like significantly less. Let's talk about one of my least favorite sodas that simply will not die. The Coca-Cola answer to Mountain Dew. You guessed it.
What?
Oh, Surge.
Okay.
What's that?
Sorry. The Coca-Cola answer to Mountain Dew. I don't know. My brain exploded.
It's Surge. They keep bringing it back. They had it in the late 90s, and it had a decent run up until the 2000s. Amazon brought it back as an exclusive product back in 2014, and then it went away. And now they look to be reviving Surge once again, thanks to Burger King and McDonald's and purchasing agreements
with those two companies. It's no, you know, Green Lightning, you know, from Walmart.
No, it is not Green Lightning or any other ones like that. But Surge, I don't like Mountain Dew. And I don't like Surge, but as far as citrus flavor sodas go, I suppose it's adequate. I mean, it was supposed to be, you know, like this mountain. It was supposed to, like, just blow Mountain Dew out of the water and then whatever. Just keep, they keep trying. I love you, Coke, but let's give up on Surge here sooner rather than later. So, once again, pop, pop. Thanks as always to Magnify?
Magnified.
Yes.
I miss Slice.
Slice?
Yeah.
The orange beverage?
No, the regular Slice. The lemon lime one.
Oh, the lemon lime Slice.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I do. I remember enjoying it.
I did too, but I don't remember enjoying it more than like Sprite or what's the new, what just replaced Sierra Mist? Yeah, it was Slice. Then Slice became Sierra Mist, and now Sierra Mist is...
Oh, something like, dumb.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. We'll find it in a later segment.
All right. Ian, you got Steam open.
Somehow I do. I'm better prepared this week than weeks in the past. Look at me go. Well, now, before everybody judges me poorly, I'm going to go ahead and open a token. I don't have enough to roster him if he's new, but I'm going to do it anyway. Hey, 4-star. It worked out. Good old Kate Bishop.
All right, I'm only doing one as well.
Okay, I've got 9. So
he's a 4-star. Rhino Trample.
All right, I'm going to get to this here. We got Juggernaut. Thwip-Thwip-Pow.
Thwip-Thwip-Pow?
This one's purple. Kang, the blue power. TV She-Hulk. Another Juggernaut. A Blob. 4-star magic. Echo. Yeah, that's a character. And Eddie Venom. So, 1 5-star. Sad times. Getting my Kang to a 1-2-1. Thanks as always, though, to the OG. This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Oh, sorry, I'm back. I wanted to see what clip Ray had pulled for Itzy and their hit single, Not Shy. It was as memorable as I thought. Our podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, which is available at soontobenamednetwork.com, includes this, The Profane Argument, and many other excellent programs. You can check them all out with direct links to a list of all their catalogs and current shows at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Did anybody write down what all these characters are so I don't have to remember what the pictures mean tomorrow when I update the webpage?
No, sir.
Definitely did not. But I will.
I'm sure Samurai could send you a private message.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yes. That sounds like something he would do. Negative. I think I am all right. I have managed to throttle back my trip planning in the last couple days because I was getting a little too zealous. But other than that, all's well. How about you, Ray?
I think I am good.
Great.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Comment, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. He'll get them in the mailbag and bring us to him here from Willie. If you want to throw us a bone, please click on the Amazon banner on our homepage at puzzlewarriors3.com and buy yourself a little something for St. Patrick's Day. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, she ain't got nothing on Laura Petrie. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.